Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, September 18. Coming up, Cabinet approves expansion of budget to complete FinSAC report. IMF projects 1.8% growth and emergency medical service set up in Portmore, St. Catherine. The details after the break.
Energy Vision 2030. Using less energy, saving more money. We use energy to cook and cool, pump water, transportation, agriculture, for everything really. We import oil to produce much of our energy, and it's expensive. So, turn it off, plug it out, keep your AC temperature at 24 degrees, drive with miles per gallon in mind. Energy Vision 2030. Using less, saving more for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, is projecting that Jamaica's economy will grow by 1.6% this fiscal year. Head of the IMF mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says this figure is, however, lower than earlier projections due to the impact of the flood rains which affected the island earlier this year and negatively impacted numerous sectors. She notes, however, that ongoing reforms by the government to enhance macroeconomic stability will keep Jamaica on a positive growth trajectory.
But in the medium term, we do expect growth to be about 2.5 to 3% as Jamaica reaps the dividends from higher investment and higher productivity from all the reforms that are currently ongoing.
Meanwhile, Dr. Ramakrishnan is urging the government to move quickly to complete upcoming wage negotiations, noting that delays pose significant risks and uncertainty to the government's fiscal accounts. An emergency medical service, EMS, has been set up at the fire station in Waterford, St. Catherine. The EMS, to be staffed by personnel from the Jamaica Fire Brigade, will provide ambulance and paramedic service, as well as out-of-hospital medical care and transportation to healthcare facilities. Speaking at the launch of the EMS on Friday, local government minister Desmond McKenzie urged the officers to handle the units with care.
To the firefighters who are going to be using the units, all of you know my position. Use it well. Use it to the best of your ability. And I'm quite sure that you will deliver the kind of service that the people are expecting from you.
In the meantime, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who was also present at the launch, encouraged the citizens in and around Portmore not to abuse the service, advising them to make calls to the station only in an emergency. This EMS site will respond to road crashes along the major highways in the area. It is supported by two ambulances acquired at a cost of $17.2 million with financing from the National Health Fund and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports, Education Chase Fund. Finance and Public Service Minister Audley Shaw says a working group comprising members of the government and public sector union groups is being established to facilitate further discussions on the planned pension reform program. Mr. Shaw says the group will seek to build consensus on how the program will be administered. Pension reform, he says, remains a structural benchmark under the 3-year successive precautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund.
I am committed, along with the Minister Spencer, to meet with the unions so that we can explain things more carefully to thrash out whatever concerns they have in terms of the administration of the program going forward.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at a recent press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister. The pension reform program will be anchored on the Pensions Public Service Act 2017 and the Constitution Amendment Established Fund Payment of Pensions Act 2017. And Cabinet has approved a revised budget of $58.3 million for the completion of the Financial Sector Adjustment Company FinSAC Commission of Inquiry report. Information Minister Senator Will Reid made the announcement at a recent post-Cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House.
We agonized over this particular decision, and what was presented to us was the actual amount of files and the actual work now to be done, which has been costed independently, and say, okay, all right, this is what now needs to be done, and this is going to be the cost. And on that basis, Cabinet was convinced that, yes, the expenditure could be supported, and we feel, therefore, that this will finally give us a completed FinSAC report.
Minister Reid adds that approval was also granted for a recommendation to the Governor General for an extension of 3 months to complete the work. The FinSAC Commission was set up in 2008 to look into the collapse of the financial sector in the 1990s and to make appropriate recommendations to prevent a recurrence. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.